Thank you all for coming. I think it is fair to say that the judgment yesterday of the European Court of Human Rights is the legal equivalent of an earthquake. It really has shaken European human rights law to its foundations, and its reverberations will be felt for years, indeed decades to come. When we initially discussed the idea of bringing a legal challenge to the practice of disproportionately assigning Roma children to special schools for persons with learning disabilities, a very common reaction was, "You are crazy. You are nuts." This is a problem of historical prejudice, or of different social attitudes, or of people who don't get along. It is deeply ingrained. It has many solutions, but it is not a problem of that the law can deal with. And the European Court yesterday made very clear that whatever else is implicated by the question of racial segregation in special schools, the law is at the core of both the problem and the solution. And that governments, not only here in the Czech Republic, but across Europe, have obligations to end this practice, to provide compensation, and to ensure that all children, whatever their ethnic or racial origin, have full and equal access to quality education. And if I may, I'd like to just highlight some of the ways in which this decision of the court is truly path-breaking, marks a major, major step forward. First of all, the court made very clear that because of their history, the Roma have become a specific type of disadvantaged and vulnerable minority who require special legal protection. That is a European phenomenon. The Roma as such are in a particular situation because of the history of their subjugation and oppression, and the court has recognized that fact. Secondly, this decision was not about individual acts of discrimination. The court went out of its way to make clear that it was dealing with a systemic practice, and not only that it was dealing with such a systemic practice, but that European human rights law required that the court address this systemic practice and that it be ended. The court further made clear that segregation, forcibly separating people into different groups on the basis of race or ethnic origin, amounts to discrimination in violation of Article 14 of the Convention, which is the non-discrimination provision of the European Convention of Human Rights. So segregation is discrimination. And in addition, the court went out of its way, even though this case was about the situation in Ostrava and the Czech Republic, the court went out of its way to underscore that the Czech Republic is not alone, that discriminatory barriers to education for Roma children are present in a number of European countries, that this is a European phenomenon. And finally, the court clarified a number of principles and thereby made it easier for future persons who feel themselves to be the victims of discrimination to bring complaints to legal fora, to courts, to administrative bodies. The court said, "We recognize that discrimination is often very, very hard to prove. And often the people who have evidence of discrimination are the ones, government authorities, who are themselves accused of perpetrating it, not the victims themselves. And so because we recognize how difficult it often is to prove that someone has been the victim of discrimination, we will modify our rules of evidence and procedure to take account and to make it easier for people who are victims of discrimination to prove their cases." And there were a number of provisions of law that the court pronounced yesterday that effectively make it easier for people who are victims of discrimination to come forward. Among those were the following. One, it said that statistics, data showing patterns of different treatment, can be proof by themselves of discriminatory practices. Another thing the court said in this regard, to make it easier for plaintiffs to come forward with claims, is that discriminatory intent is not required. That is, you can violate the law, you can be in breach of the European Convention, if you undertake a practice which has an impact that disfavors a particular group, even if you intend no harm to that group. The court said the school authorities in Ostrava and at the Czech national level may well have been very benevolent, well-intended. They may never have intended harm to the Roma children at issue, but that does not relieve them from the obligation not to discriminate, not to perpetuate policies that have a discriminatory impact. So intent is not the question. It's the impact of what policies create. The fact that the laws at issue, the school laws at issue in the Czech Republic, made no reference to Roma. They didn't single out Roma for any special negative treatment. They didn't say Roma are bad or Roma should be treated differently. As you well know, the school laws in the Czech Republic are completely neutral as to race or ethnic origin, and say nothing about racial or ethnic origin. Nonetheless, the court said, that too does not relieve the Czech government of an obligation to ensure that its policies are not applied in a discriminatory way. A facially neutral law which is applied in a way that impacts negatively certain minority groups, that too can constitute discrimination and breach of the European Convention of Human Rights. And finally, the court, in order to facilitate claims by victims of discrimination, said that it would modify its allocation of the burden of proof before it, so that once a complainant comes forward with what it called prima facie evidence, a clear indication that discriminatory practices are taking place, the burden then shifts to the government to show, to provide a neutral explanation, to say, yes, there's a discriminatory impact, but here's why. We have a neutral explanation that explains why, objectively and reasonably, this impact took place. And the Czech government failed to do so in this case. So this decision really is momentous, and it is, of course, significant for the Czech Republic, and David Strupek and others are going to talk more specifically about why it matters here in the Czech Republic and what must now be done. But I'd just like to underscore that this decision matters for Europe as a whole, indeed for beyond, because by in pronouncing this judgment, the European Court of Human Rights has now set a standard for the world, which will have significance far and wide. Thank you very much.